I moved one sofa with two strapping young men that was not a sleeper sofa, but we moved it up one flight of stairs that had like an angle.
Yeah.
Mind you, these kids had never moved anything. It was
kids these days.
Oh my gosh. It was quite the poop show. I will tell you that. It was quite the expressed glands.
Hola, me llamo Jacqueline Carrillo y yo soy un big ass runner de Tucson, Arizona. Bienvenidos al Big Ass Runner Podcast, donde nosotros entretenemos y alentamos trail runners de todo el mundo. Y ahora les presento Jeff Harold, quien les desea una feliz Navidad.
Well, thank you, Jacqueline. That's one of my favorite intros. That's a fairly OG intro, and I love it. I wish I could speak better Spanish. I speak a little, but certainly not as well as Jacqueline. So thank you for that. Well, as Jacqueline said, my name is Jeff Harrell. This is episode number 145 of the Big Ass Runner. Thank you so much for listening. Great show for you today. In segment number one, we're going to talk about a topic that I've been thinking a lot about lately. And I think it started last week when we had Moose on Inside the Herd. Check that out. I think it's episode number 143. And he talked about his running streak. And I've never thought about doing a running streak. And so we're going to talk about that in segment one. We're going to talk about some people doing running streaks, including Candace Burt. Is she still going? We'll find out. You may know the answer to that already. But we'll talk about it. And I have decided to challenge myself with something related, and we'll talk about that in segment number one. In segment number two, Marcy Baser is back, and this could be one of the funniest segments we have done with her. I don't want to oversell it, but it's dang funny. You're going to enjoy it. And by the way, if you're out there running right now, your form looks fantastic. Well done. But first, before we get to the show, I did want to say a big thank you. You guys know how much we love Path Projects here at the Big Ass Runner. They have been a partner of ours from the beginning. And when I started thinking about running streaks in segment number one that we're going to do here in a second, it reminded me that I think I have a Path Projects running streak. I have run in my Path Projects cap, and I probably should switch it out or at least wash it, every run and every Orange Theory workout for I don't know how long, quite a streak. But it just made me think how much I love the Path Projects gear, caps, shirts, shorts. Amazing. Spring is coming. Spring is here. Head to pathprojects.com. They got some new colors in their classic t-shirt, by the way, you want to check out. pathprojects.com. Great partners of ours, and it's a win-win-win. They're great. They're great people. They make great products, and the Big Ass Runner Herd, you will enjoy them as well. Well, with that, let's get going on episode number 145 of the Big Ass Runner. Well, let's talk about streaking. Yeah, not that kind of streak. Not running around naked, although if that's what you want to do, go right ahead. It's free country, although it might get you arrested in some places. I'm not even sure. But running streaks is something that I've never really done before. And it obviously is getting a lot of attention because of Candace Burt's current streak. She's still going. She is running a 50K a day. She's now at day number 158. Unbelievable. And I wanted to read, she posted something on Instagram. I want to read to the Big Ass Runner Herd. I want to read to you because you might need to hear this. I needed to hear this because I began thinking about this streak and going, how is she dragging herself out of bed every day and running 32 miles. How is that even possible? She's a different level than I am, clearly, but mentally a different level. It's hard to relate, but she wrote something that I could relate to, and I wanted to share it with you. This is on her Instagram on day 158. She says, "Yes, on many, many days, I don't feel like it. I just know I'm not giving myself the choice not to do the run. So I get up and do it. It's a mindset. There's no psyching myself up. Sometimes I feel like I'm dragging a mental toddler along. I find myself whining to myself internally, but part of me just shuts it down or puts up with it, that part of myself. Many times I just put up with my toddler self, and by the time I'm done with the run, all is okay again. Parentheses, toddlers can only tantrum for so long, even the mental ones, smiley face. The reward of getting to my goal is much bigger than giving in would be." I'll say that again. I think that's so powerful. The reward of getting to my goal is much bigger than giving in would be. I really appreciated that because she's vulnerable. She's like, hey, I don't want to most of the time or a lot of the time or many times. And I become this toddler whining, don't want to do it, but I don't even give myself that option of not doing it. So she does it because the idea of getting her goal is much greater than giving in would be. Well, I love that encouragement. And you can see why Candace is now at day 158. By the time you listen to this, it's in the 160s. I don't know if she's got a plan on when she's going to stop or if she's going to be like Forrest Gump and just one day decide it's over. This is kind of reminding me of Forrest Gump.
I'm pretty tired. I think I'll go home now.
But it's pretty amazing. And again, it made me think, and I think it's shining more light on running streaks. And apparently there are, as we learned from Moose last week, there are running streak groups that are doing this and have done it for a long, long time. It's a thing. I think as a running coach, you want to make sure your athletes are recovering. I think you can do a run streak and have recovery runs and maybe really light, easy runs serve as recovery. I don't know. But it's very interesting. And I read an article that I want to share. This is an Outside magazine, and it's from Brian Metzler. And Brian, I feel like, is exactly where I am now. I feel like Brian was where I am now about 30 days ago because he made a decision. And let me read this. This is an article out of OutsideOnline.com from Brian Metzler. He says, "Life takes time. There are no shortcuts. Turns out the same is true with running. But in either case, it's usually never as complicated as we sometimes make it out to be, especially if viewed in small bits on a daily basis. Last fall, after a disappointing year of running because of marginal fitness and a lack of motivation, I was inspired to make radical changes to my training. What did I do? I just started running." It's a very Forrest Gump every single day. Seems pretty basic, I know, but that's exactly the point. After a gazillion things got in the way of my consistent training last year, work, weather, travel, life stress, injuries, fatigue, I simplified things and made a commitment to run at least 30 minutes every day, no matter what it took, no matter what real or perceived obstacles got in the way. He goes on to say that he has been running for quite a long time, since sixth grade. So he's a big time runner. He does borough races, makes me think of Sadie, adventure runs and things. And he just kind of got a little bit into a funk. And that's kind of where I feel I am after the surgery. I'm now cleared to run. It's just been hard for some reason. terrible excuses, I know, some reason to get back in the groove. Well, he said, how did I snap out of it? I decided to keep it simple. Take a Forrest Gump approach and just go for a run. It wasn't like I was getting out of a rocking chair on my porch, but that day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a run. It wasn't about going big into any elaborate training plan, chasing gimmicks, hiring a coach, or making a huge life-changing commitment to an ultra-distance event. It was simply about getting out for an easy run every day. So that's what he did. He said he was inspired after chatting with Candace Bird, who I just mentioned, and he decided to try a run streak. And so he ran every day for 30 minutes, at least. So he says, with some very simple tactics spelled out below, I ran every day for the next 3 months. Actually, it was much longer than that, but for the point of the story, logging 30 days straight was the turning point. And I wound up with a solid base of aerobic fitness, a leaner and more agile physique, and motivation to chase new goals into spring, summer, and fall. It's been a good reminder of how simple running and daily exercise can be for everyone with the tiniest amount of effort. So here are, and he lists, let's see how many are there, are seven things he learned here. The first one, make time. Running doesn't take much time out of your day unless you're not making time for it.
You're not in the mood, but you get in the mood.
So he would just make time. And he decided he would run at least 30 minutes a day. So make time. He said, I decided to make time for running the next day and the next day and the next day. And after 7 days, I had built a streak with a considerable momentum. So that's number one, make time. Number two, keep it simple. My only rule during the streak was to not have any rules, paces, or preconceived workouts that would dictate how I needed to run. My only goal was to run 30-ish minutes at whatever pace I felt like running. Sometimes that led to 45 minutes or an hour of running. Sometimes I was back inside kicking off my shoes after 27 minutes. Just keep showing up, get it done, even if it means dusting off the treadmill. He says, turns out consistency really is the most important thing. Number three, keep going. At some point with very little effort, the streak was suddenly easier to keep going than I thought it was to break. Knowing how easy it was to lace up my shoes and run 30 minutes, it not only became easy to go for a run at, let's say, 8 p.m., if that's what it took, but it also became easier to plan early morning runs to make sure I wasn't going out for a run at late night every day. Each day's run inspired the next day's run, even if my running was decidedly slow and mostly uninspiring. Number four, ignore the data. I love my Suunto. I'm a Garmin fan. He's a Suunto fan. And he's never been a Strava guy, but he did make it a point not to sweat the data or the details. He just decided to run and not worry about the data. Number five, do a little more. Once I gained a little bit of fitness, I added some simple core strength routine to my daily regimen. I found it goes a long way. He says, I found a little goes a long way. Keeping up with a consistent weightlifting routine can be tough, but 15 minutes of crunches, planks, sit-ups, push-ups can be transformational. The simple bouts of effort led to better eating, better sleeping, and reduced stress. Isn't it interesting? This is not Brian talking now. This is El Jefe talking now. But isn't it interesting is when you start to get momentum, those of you who heard about pushing the flywheel, it's hard at first and it starts to move. You start to get some momentum, and that momentum leads to breakthroughs in other areas. So for him, it was starting to do some weight training, starting to eat better, starting to sleep better. And I think where I am right now is I feel stuck in all of those areas, and it's easy to not do anything, and it's easy to feel sorry for myself, for lack of a probably better way to describe it. But man, you just need to get some momentum going. And so we'll talk about what I'm going to do here in a second, because right now I don't feel any momentum. I don't feel any momentum at all. Well, his number six is avoid comparison. During my streak, I enjoyed running trails with buddies, but I didn't get caught up with the workouts of other runners. Although it's hard to avoid when you're swiping through Instagram. Isn't that the case? I actually unfollowed some look at me influencers to tune out the white noise of their stories and just focused on myself. Avoid comparisons is number six. And the seventh thing that he learned, he says he developed a small base of fitness, which has allowed him to plan ahead and get inspired for a few races this year. I plan to redeem myself at a 42K in Chamonix in August, Chicago Marathon in October, rim to rim. That's something Steve and I want to do. It's Timmy time. So he just plans to enjoy the runs he has planned tomorrow. I love it. Well, after reading this, after hearing the amazing things that Candace Burt is doing, hearing Moose's story about run streaks, feeling stuck right now, not having a lot of momentum, I have made a decision that I am going to do a 30-day running streak, very similar to what Brian is doing. Inspired by this, Brian, I'm going to run at least 30 minutes a day for the next 30 days. I'm actually starting on Sunday. Start on Sunday. By the time you hear this, it would have been yesterday, if you're listening to this on the day that it drops. For 30 straight days, at least 30 minutes. I'm going to see how the foot feels. I'm going to see if I can start to get some momentum moving forward. And I will report back. If you are feeling a little bit stuck, if you're feeling a little bit like you're not getting a lot of momentum in your running, maybe join me. I would love to do this with some other Big Ass Runner Herd members. If you want to do this, let me know. Let's do this together. We're 30 straight days. And I'm saying the rules are simple, 30 minutes at least of running every day. But I'm not going to include Orange Theory, because that's running, but it's kind of programmed. So I want to actually just get the shoes on and get outside every day for 30 minutes or more. Starting on Sunday, April 16th.
Sunday.
And we will go through May 16th. I don't know if that's technically, that's a month, right? That's a month. Let's do this. That's my plan. If you would like to join me in a 30-day running streak with your clothes on, let me know.
In other words,
put some clothes on and call me.
Jeff at BigAssRunner.com or Big_Ass_Runner or Jeff Harrell Yo. Lots of ways to find me. Lots of ways to reach me. Let's do this. Well, with that, that is running streaks. Well, one of the things we love to do is to give shout outs and kudos to the big ass runners out there just making it happen. And one of the things we love is for you to give us written reviews on Apple Podcasts. It helps people find the show. So thank you for those who have done that in the past. And if you haven't done one, even if you don't listen on Apple, find your way over there and give us a review. We would love that, a written review. But we got one from Cam the Pan. Cam the Pan. I would love to know who Cam the Pan is. But it says, here's the review. The headline is, by the way, it's 5 stars. It moved me! Exclamation point. I love the Why I Run series. Hearing everyday folks share how they accomplish and overcome their challenges is inspiring. It motivates me to get out the door. Oh, and hearing Jeff and the gang banter is so entertaining. Go Bar Herd. Cam the Pan, man, thank you so much for that awesome review. So glad that you, I love Why I Run as well. And but in fact, if you want to share your Why I Run, or if you want to be part of the Inside the Herd series that we do, we would love to highlight you and your story, Jeff at Big Ass Runner. I would love that so much. Well, Cam the Pan, thanks for the amazing review. Way to go, Cam the Pan. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Marcy Baser.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
What is happening?
Oh, my goodness, I have missed you.
It's been a minute.
It really has
been. As the kids say.
They used to say that, Jeff.
They don't say that anymore?
I don't know. I don't know what the whippersnappers are saying.
Who could keep up?
It changes all the time, and at halftime, I don't know what they're saying anyway.
No, they talk too fast. Way too fast. You know who we're missing?
I know.
Your hubby is not here. Timmy time. He's off doing good things.
Well, he's out saving the world.
Yeah.
One orphan at a time. You got to love that man. He's good stuff.
He really is. He's out. He's working with some boys tonight.
He is. He is.
He's pouring into their life.
Mm-hmm. He's doing a little spiritual discussion.
I love it.
I do too. He's doing good stuff.
He really is. He is a good man.
I like him.
He's a keeper.
That he's Timmy a keeper. Time. Every year I keep renegotiating and re-upping our contract.
It's a 1-year contract. It renews. It's not an auto renew though. I just learned.
No.
There's a bit of a negotiation that happens. But every year you pick up the option.
Yeah, I do.
And another 12 months and
let's do this again.
Let's do this again in January.
Yeah.
Well, you've made it all the way to April.
We have. So far, so good. Congrats. 20 years plus a couple of months.
That's right. You had your 20 year and
we
you went
did
to
this
Bora
year.
Bora or somewhere.
We did. We got fancy. This is why he always gets the yes. He renegotiates in really good locales.
He promises a nice vacation.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm in. I mean, he knows. He knows me.
Who would say no to that, honestly?
I don't know. A fool. Nope. A fool.
Nobody. That's the answer.
Nobody.
Well, what have you been up to since we last heard from you, Marcy?
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you, what I've not been doing yet is running.
Well, we're working on that.
I know.
If you're new to the show, Marcy
running
says...
Running is stupid.
And we're trying to make her change her tune. You know, one thing we did, and it was kind of a sneaky way to try to get you to run.
Yeah.
But our new partner, John G, said, hey, if you have anybody that could wear some female running clothes, I said, I know just the person. So you have been wearing the John G. How's it going?
Currently have the John G on. And I will say it makes excellent loungewear. I would say, I mean, others may run in it. I'm not really sure. But I do have on the John G britches as we speak. And
yes.
I love them.
Is that the technical term, britches?
Britches. It is here in the South. Yes. It's their...
I would call it stretchy
leggings,
pants.
Stretchy pants, yes. Something like that. But these are for runners, so they kind of suck things in a little bit, which I am very appreciative of. I put these on. I was like, oh, wow. Ladies, you will enjoy. They are figure flattering, but they're not so much that they're like cutting you off at the waist so you can't breathe. It's a perfect amount of give and take, if you will.
Give and take.
Yes.
And what I love about this review is if you know Marcy, she is not going to sugarcoat it.
No.
She's going to tell it like it is.
That is for sure.
So thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up on the John G. britches.
And you know what? They just gave us a discount code, which I will share in the show notes. BAR15. 15% off.
Nice.
Yep.
Everybody can enjoy them.
Everybody wins.
It's everybody's winner today.
I do like the cap too. You're sporting one of their John G. caps.
I am. And it's lightweight. I don't know. Do runners normally wear lightweight caps or something? Is that part of your deal?
Oh, yeah. You don't want a heavy cap.
Well, that makes sense. But I was like, oh, this is really nice by the pool. Yeah. I didn't sweat so much. So these things are very versatile. I'm sure they're great for runners, but they're great for loungers, people by the pool, just your everyday lifestyle.
Yep.
Well, I look like I'm constantly working out. I do not.
No, we're working on it. We're working on it. It's going to happen someday.
Well, Jeff, I just found out a big part is I have a medical condition.
Uh-oh, breaking news.
Breaking news. It's not diagnosed, but I am going to the doctor to have it diagnosed.
Oh.
But I did go see a fascia. Am I saying this right?
Fasciitis?
Fasciitis stretcher.
Ooh.
I don't know. It was like FST, something like that.
Okay.
I've got a bum knee. And every time I did, running has happened in the past, as you know, Jeff. And I'll run, do some trail runs, and, you know, it doesn't last long. My knee starts going out. And well, now it's gotten to the point where walking makes my knee go out. So it's finally time to do something about it. So I went and saw her, and she got a load of my legs. And she's like, well, I can see a big part of your problem. Your hips twisted in this way and da-da-da.
No way.
Yeah, maybe she's going to fix me up, and I'm going to be like, you know what? It's time to run.
I'm running.
We'll see. I was running.
So an official diagnosis may happen soon.
May happen soon, yes.
And it's we'll see. Fascia, what would you say it was?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what she's called exactly, but she was diagnosing my twisted hip, and she could tell, well, because I was wearing my John G. britches.
Yeah.
She said, the seam is like in the middle of your leg on the right. And I'm like, yeah, all my jeans kind of do that. I don't know what the deal is. She goes, she's looking at everything. She goes, well, your whole right leg is turned in. I was like, oh.
Like that, it's not supposed to do that?
Oh, I don't know. I just kept twisting him back. I thought it was me.
Whoopsie.
Yeah. Anyway, it was me, turns out.
Well, maybe that could be the key to you running.
I know.
Get that little tweak
we'll
happening.
Get it all tweaked out.
And off you go with your John G gear on.
There you go.
Well, we're very excited, Marcy, because we have a fun little segment.
Ooh.
If you're new to the show, we've already kind of mentioned it, but we're trying to get Marcy to trail run. Mm-hmm. Over the last 2.5 years, we have been not so successful. It hasn't happened yet. It's happened in spurts. There's been some spurts. There is talk, and by the way, we texted this earlier today. The Marcy Baser Halfer is going to happen.
I feel like it should.
It's going to happen. We're going to do the Marcy Baser Halfer, if you're new to the show, would be a charity run.
Absolutely.
It's not a half marathon. It's a mile.
Half mile with four comfort stations.
Four comfort stations. I mean, who would not want to participate in that?
And I think we could end in a swimming pool. I feel like, why not? I feel like we can make this happen.
Cross the finish line, jump into the pool.
Jump in the pool.
I love it. So stay tuned. We're gonna make that. I'm not sure when, but that's gonna happen. Well, today we have a little game, Marcy, we're gonna play.
Okay.
And this is sort of a would you rather.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
But the first part is always going to be, would you rather run 3 miles?
Okay.
Assuming your legs were working properly.
Okay.
Okay, so you're not, no pain.
All right.
Would you rather run 3 miles or, and then I have 11 different items you're going
to. Okay. Like, what's worse to me?
Correct. Correct.
That's pretty good, Jeff.
So the first one is just straightforward.
All right.
Would you rather run 3 miles or have a root canal?
Oh, I've never had a root canal. Don't
want one. It sounds bad, doesn't it?
Well, people act like it's really bad. I think I would rather run 3 miles.
Hey! Whoa, wait a minute. Oh, no. I can't find the right sound effect. I'm fluttered.
We're crunching.
I'm flustered. I can't even find the right. There we go. Hey!
I just became a runner versus a root canal.
Yes. We have found the trigger. It's dental work.
Yeah, I hate pain.
Okay, well,
this may
this
work
bodes
out.
Well. This bodes well for the rest of these questions. I like this. Okay, so you would rather run 3 miles than have a root canal.
Yeah.
I haven't had one either. I don't even know really what
I
it is.
No, I'm a little scared.
But well, it okay, my wife Allison is, as I say, our wife Allison. That would be weird.
Wife Allison is here, sort of.
My wife Allison is crocheting in the corner. What were you going to say, Allison?
She's like, nothing.
She says they're terrible.
Nothing.
Have you had one? Allison's had one. She can confirm. It's awful.
It's pretty bad then? Okay. All right. So there's been confirmation on the floor of, yes they're awful. Let me ask something. These 3 miles that I have to run in each of these situations, do they have to be in a row?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
And but you can stop and take breaks at the comfort station.
Oh, well, I'd have to, or I would die. So there's that.
Yeah, there's no limitation on how many comfort station stops you can make.
Oh.
So.
Okay. All right. What's in the comfort stations?
PB&J. Yes. Probably some Pringles.
Okay.
Probably have the Oreo cookie.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe some Skittles.
You know what?
Sounds pretty good,
this,
huh?
It's starting to look a little better.
I think I'm painting the right picture.
I believe I might be doing a lot of running in this segment.
Right. So far we have 11 because we have 10 plus a bonus. We can't just stop at 10.
Wow.
So far, running 1. Other stuff, nothing. Okay. All right. Number 2, would you rather run 3 miles in a row or speak in front of 1,000 people?
Oh, run.
Oh,
speaking in public is one of my biggest fears. And the funny thing is I've had to do it a lot.
And you're good at it.
I don't think I'm good at it. I want to throw up for like a week before. It is awful, Jeff. I cannot get used to doing it. I just, sick with nerves.
You know, that's people's biggest fear is usually public speaking. I actually like it, but most people do not.
I would rather streak in front of 1,000 people than have to talk to them.
Streak for 3 miles.
Streak for 3 miles over having to talk to these people. And I'm fine here. But you know what? It's just us.
Yeah. Well, no one's listening to this show.
No, we're good.
Just a couple million people.
Which is fine. I'm not looking at them. We're all good.
Well, we're 2-0. Running is winning.
I'm about to become a runner.
Running is winning. I'm loving this.
Running is winning.
Would you rather run 3 miles in a row or sit next to a crying baby on a 6-hour flight?
Ooh,
you like babies.
I love babies.
You like flying.
I feel like I could have that baby in pretty good shape within the first 30 minutes. Or I will have given the Benny to the baby.
The Benadryl?
Yeah, I always have my Bennies available. So I'm going to take the baby on that one.
Uh-oh. Yep. Well, running did not win.
Did not win over the crying baby.
Over the crying baby.
I feel like I can subdue said baby.
Okay, now we know where the line is.
Yeah.
We know where the line is.
Yeah,
you know, baby, I kind of feel the same way because, I'm the oldest of 5.
Yes.
I love babies. I now have a grandbaby, which is great.
They're so fantastic.
And I feel like I could do the same. I feel like I could soothe said baby.
Give me the baby.
All right. So running 2, other stuff 1.
1.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 4. Would you rather run 3 miles in a row or express your dog's anal glands?
That's a good one.
Express your dog's anal
glands.
I'm
running again. I'm up to 9 miles at this point.
You don't want to express the anal glands of Bindi?
No. And I don't think she wants me to. You know what? That would alter our relationship in so many ways.
It's true.
I don't think either one of us are comfortable with.
Yeah. It's a different level of relationship at that point. You know what's funny? My sister, my sister Jill, she liked doing it.
Oh, Jill. We need to have her on the show and just talk about that.
Talk about
just talk about why
dad,
would you like it?
I don't know, but my dad is a veterinarian. I think he taught her how to do it. And
I hear it smells awful.
It's awful. You heard correctly.
I've seen my dogs scoot their butts across the carpet every now and then, and they will express. And you're like, you got to leave the room.
Well,
it's awful.
When that starts to happen, call Jill.
Jill's on it.
She'll come right
on
over.
She'll sniff it out and say, yes, that's exactly what happened. Let me finish the job.
Let's keep this from happening for at least another few weeks. All right. So we're 3-1. Oh, 3 my. Running, 1 other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, would you rather run 3 miles in a row or move a sleeper sofa up 3 flights of stairs?
I don't think I physically could move a sleeper sofa.
Well, you have help. You have Timmy sofa. Time. Let's say you have Timmy time.
Is that I'm making Tim do it? Oh, I'm definitely moving it.
He's on one side. You're on the other side. You're moving Charlie up to the third floor apartment.
Literally, even with Tim, I'm not sure I could physically do that.
The sleeper sofa's heavy.
They're heavy.
Oh, yeah.
I moved one sofa with two strapping young men that was not a sleeper sofa, but we moved it up one flight of stairs that had like an angle.
Yeah.
Mind you, these kids had never moved anything. It was
kids these days.
Oh my gosh. It was quite the poop show. I will tell you that. It was quite the expressed glands. And it was, I mean, yeah, I'm going to go with running again.
Oh, hey.
I know. We are Can you believe this?
To one.
I didn't think you'd get me one thing on running, but you've got some really bad stuff on your list.
Some terrible stuff. All right. Number six, would you rather run 3 miles in a row or do a polar bear plunge into freezing water and stay in for 5 minutes? Really?
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
I'm terrible with cold water.
You know, I've been doing the cold plunge and they say.
Do you do it in your pool?
No, I do it. There's a place called Sweat House. They actually have the cold plunge in a room. It's pretty cool. And they say 3 to 5 minutes is where you want to stay.
Are you able to do it?
It's bizarre. After the first minute, you think you're going to die and you want to get out. But once you just sit and control your breathing, it's like, okay.
So basically once hypothermia sets in and you think you're
dying,
you can't
feel anything
anymore.
You're
seeing your dead grandma, you're like, I got this.
This is not a problem. Not a problem.
Tim likes it. He gets in our pool all winter.
Yeah. It's supposed to be really good for you, actually.
That's what he says. But Tim says a lot of stuff that is not true in the medical world. He just makes up.
I can confirm.
Yes, you've heard it.
I've heard it all.
Yeah, you know.
I've heard it all. So we are 5-1.
I know.
You are a runner, Marcy Baser.
Well, you've also said my body wasn't going to hurt while I was running these 3 miles in a row.
Well, I just mean your whatever is going on with your knees.
My knees. Yeah, the knees are what always gives. It's all fine. Yeah.
Okay, would you rather run, this is number 7, run 3 miles in a row or be stuck in an elevator for 90 minutes?
Am I by myself?
You're in a crowded elevator.
Hell no, I'm running again.
Hey!
I'm claustrophobic with other people breathing on me.
Yeah, they're breathing on you.
Yeah, I can't have other people breathe it in my face. It's a problem. I can't feel my own breath either. That's also a problem.
Oh, my goodness. By the way, I hope you're keeping score at home. Although, I'm talking to runners. So, hopefully.
They're all like, yes, I would run. If you know me, these are all probably very surprising that I would run this often.
I'm a little surprised.
I feel like you know me well enough that you hit all of my awful spots.
You threw
me one lob with the baby.
Yeah.
You're like, she'll take the baby.
Just wait. I think this next one, you're actually going to pick not running.
Okay.
That's my guess.
We'll see.
All right. This is number 8. Would you rather run 3 miles in a row?
I'm glad you had the in the row now.
Yes. Or accidentally hit reply all on a work email to the entire company.
Well, what did I say in said email?
Somewhat embarrassing. It's not like
I'll take the reply all.
It's not scandalous.
It's not scandalous. I'm not going to get fired.
Right.
Yeah.
It's more like, because this happens, right?
Oh, it happens. I've done it.
It happened last week in my office. Poor girl. They trying to retrieve the message.
You can't.
Too late.
I think I might take the reply all because people know me. They're like, well, she might have meant to send that to all of us.
That is on brand.
That seemed about right.
Yeah, that's on brand for Marcy. That's the one I thought you would
pick. Plus, I'm the boss at my place and I...
Yeah, would fire me.
Yeah, they're not going to fire me and there's only like 4 people there, so... And I've probably already said it all to him anyways.
That's true. It's all out on the table at this point. All right, well, that was number 8, so it is 6-2.
Okay.
Running is winning. I love it. Would you rather run 3 miles in a row or step on a Lego in the middle of the night for 1 week straight?
Every night.
Every night. one time, but every night for seven straight days.
Okay, am I on my way to bed or am I waking up in the middle of the night?
You're probably going happening? To pee or something.
Going to pee.
Yeah, something like
if
that.
I'm disrupting the sleep or am yes. I going to bed? If no, I'm going to bed, I'll
like
take the Lego.
The
but
like
if
the
it's
morning.
Disrupting my sleep, I don't sleep well, Jeff. I'd be up the rest of the night. Guess what I'm doing again?
You're picking.
I'm running.
Hey.
I am running.
She's running.
I know. Me and Forrest, we're going cross country.
I thought you were going to pick the Lego, actually.
Well, if it had been on the way to bed or in the morning, I totally would take the Lego. But sleep is very important.
Yeah.
And it does not come easily
this
to me.
This is middle of the night. Had to get up. Mm-mm.
I'd be up
something
all night.
Outside.
All night. I'd be up. It's not worth it.
There you go. We are 7-2. Mm. We have an insurmountable lead.
This is crazy.
We have two more to go. This is number 10. Would you rather run 3 miles in a row or you're working on your memoir and the computer locks up, losing 2 days worth of work?
Memoir, I'll take you.
Oh, not going to run. Huh?
Not running.
You're going to rewrite that bad boy?
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Those 2 years could have been better years. Let's just make them sound like better years. I'd take that as God telling me you shouldn't tell people
start.
That.
Need to start
that
over.
One was supposed to stay between us.
Oh my goodness. Well, that is now, what is it? 7-3.
And now we have our bonus.
I don't know which way you're going to go on this one.
Ooh,
I think I know.
It's a doozy.
I think I know. This one has a lot of details. You got to stay up to track
thinking
with all the details.
Thinking cap is on.
Would you rather run 3 miles in a row or have a big piece of cilantro in your teeth during a very important conversation and not know about it until much later?
I'll take the cilantro.
Whoa!
It's probably happening right now. I find spinach hanging out. And all my conversations with you are important.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. You know what? I thought that would be the
case. I'll take cilantro all
day
long.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But have you ever had that happen and you're like, why didn't someone
tell
me?
You?
Just tell me.
Like at a party or something?
Yeah,
you're like,
tell
what's
me.
Wrong with people?
I don't
I mean, I'd reach over and grab it and scrape it out of your tooth.
Yeah, I go, oh, that tastes pretty good.
You missed it. You missed it. Hang on, let me get that for you.
Nice. Well, that is 7-4.
7-4.
7-4. That's pretty good.
I feel like I have the heart of the runner.
You do.
I do not have the mind nor the body of a runner.
Well, we just got to get those knees fixed.
We'll see.
You know, once you get pain-free.
Yeah. The fascia lady. I can't even say what that is. Fascia.
Is she a doctor? Fascia. Like have a medical degree?
No, but I'm actually seeing a real doctor as well.
Oh, that's
Thursday.
Where you're
going
to get the diagnosis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not obstetrician, but what's the other one called?
Podiatrist?
No,
that's feet.
Orthodontist?
No, that's teeth. Orthopedic.
Orthopedic.
Hey.
Yes. Woo!
Hey.
Good job, Jeff.
There's a lot of doctors out there.
There's so many.
Out there.
So
well, that
many.
Was very enlightening. Just to recap, so you would rather run most of the time,
yes.
except if you're going to ease a crying baby on a flight.
I'm here for that baby.
Yeah, if you were going to accidentally reply all,
yeah,
you're good
I'll take
with that.
I'll take that.
If you were going to write your memoir and you're going to lose 2 days worth of work, you're fine with that.
I'm fine with it.
And of course, the cilantro in the teeth, no big deal.
I don't mind embarrassing myself, obviously. I'll take embarrassment. It's the pain that
yes.
I'm like, nope.
Yeah, if you bucket these, you can see a trend.
You can definitely see a trend. Don't mind embarrassing myself. And you're like, 2 days of work for me. I don't work that many hours in a day. So, that, I mean, really,
that's
how
really
much have
like,
I lost?
Like 30 minutes worth of work.
It's maybe an hour tops that I've lost. I'm good, Jeff. I'm good.
Well, if you're scoring at home, hopefully you were 11 to nothing because you're runners.
You're runners, people.
But
this
that's
is
pretty
your
good.
Jam.
I'm pretty proud of you, Marcy.
Oh,
I think,
thank you.
I think we're making progress.
Well, you know what? Once again, the heart of a runner.
You're dressing like a runner. You're
I
answering
do have,
questions
I've got
mostly.
The ensembles on.
I love it. Well, with that is Marcy Baser.
Oh, bye, Jeff.
That was fun, Marcy.
It's always a good time here.
Ha ha ha!
Believe it or not, that is the end of episode number 145 of the Big Ass Runner. Thank you for tuning in to the show. We so appreciate you. And thanks to everyone that was part of this one. Jacqueline for the intro. Thank you to Brian for pinning that awesome article and learning. And I'm challenged now. So if you want to join me, 30-day run streak, let me know. Would love to do that together. And of course, big thanks to Cam the Pan for that amazing, amazing review. And of course, Ms. Marcy Baser for bringing the fun and the funny. And we couldn't do any of this without our amazing audio engineer, Steve, say it isn't so, Saunders.
Excellent!
Well, with that, get out there, hit those trails, and keep running your asses off. Either case, it's usually never as complicated, and we sometimes, but in either case, it's usually never as complicated. He would do burro races. Makes me think of, excuse me there, Steve. And here are some of his, sorry, Steve, I'm getting caught back up here. Starting on Sunday. What is that? What is the date? Let me find the date. Yep, starting on Sunday, Jeff at BigAssRunner.com or BigAssRunner_big or Big_ass_runner. I don't know how to turn this off. Okay, there we go. Now I can hear you.
I can hear you too. Stop by the studios anytime.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Do you want me to give him your address?
No.
No. She's piped up.